very pleased to share some of my poems with you. Recently, I've been working on one or two translations with some help as well, as we see. So I will present them, I think, bilingually insofar as I can. And so I have about 10, so we'll see how long it takes me, depending on the pace of the reading, I suppose, and the length of the poem and the reception. So, an Céad Ceann a Bum Ná na Déithe. The gods. Ma aim na déithe hain bós ar dera, ca daur mi lár naig. Ban lá na íhe, brón na áhas cuíhe, corpan dauin fuór bá nocht sa virmament, fe clár gan tocht, gan urni, gan tasiadach, gan gasa dú, gan gléas, gan tóra ve clown gan ólas, gan och gan olagón, gan chingil gan dior, gan chingil ed lóirif, gan rina hína, gan chína, o ísca chís, an ré mar chingil ar a chiaun, plúr airge in a sníis, is sír cháha o airge talad. Ma aion na déha bás ar dera, be goiginas ar marav. The passing of the gods. When, finally, the gods themselves pass, what then? A monotony of day and night, indifference, diffidence, the pallid body of the earth, naked and alone on the air from age to age, the moon at its head, and the snuff of manna sifting eternally over, no habit or prayer, no wake, no care, no keen from the heathens, without candle, glow or glory or Friday's king. In the end, when the gods die, the dead will pine. And Tarlachan, the second one, something completely different. I wrote it while in a hotel away from home. And it's called Old Shanskanon, Old Films. Is Bradham Sea Loilo Stone, the Lang Shanskanon, Dove of his Bone, Nach Oilum, is Mehar Balev. Solos and Tullish is Thehe. Brachter a ballav na telefisha, a churin an teir ar tingil, is a chrihin ar egin mar chingil. Alagor shanglor a muintre, muchtas an altar, a gairi agus a gishlu, ve untas is ve altacht, a churin arum a ri a nir, gachar a tamil, fiachant ar criachnig in skana. Is li shir a rish dead ligint dan imri a tair mahi, maraving marav, no maraving bio, no nachtraka, a miog hocht, a gorplor, mahor of hain. Both hotel ceilings sometimes appease me when away. Old screenings of black and white films I could take or leave. The comfort of light, muted magic of the television titivating the room with candle-like flicker. I try to distinguish old familiar voices muffled, mumbling in the ether, their carefree airs and graces reminding me now and then to check if it's over or if not, lie down again casually, no strings attached, as if dead or alive, in either case, relaxed at my own wake. A kid and triukel, na havi, the avenues. This is a kind of, I suppose I was thinking of Martin O'Kane's memories of the old ladies in the Aran Islands. And I tried to remember the ladies in the drives and avenues of Bishopstown. in the sun, somewhat similar light. Is Bioga Heel Meg a Vic Oingarish, Manon and Askel, Is Nagaus, a good Gruiga co Gorum le Powerade, Ishop a Yin Ga Lath and Giroid, Ishu the Skol Mavadra le Hishka Fukig, Ihain a Hugan Illidum in Norris Bossahot. Is Bioga Heel Meg a Vic Oing Lee and Varsher and Grua, Fe Cromon Lua, Gogel in a law Arig, I don't for Molly Plashtica, or Polly Putalucha, while an aspic. Fartley na Navigny Oranum, Marionville, Maryville, Clareville, and Lomond, Ardrow, Virginia, Kilnockin, and Clomond, Elton, Glencairn, Inwood, and Ocala, will it be near early grave, O no, the tea son? The spigot heed me the nesok, Halini the shiri knees and loosh, Fibribe leach is root to bond, Grime and irvater and sparon. Mwehis are ruin the poor of her, the spake lordy grainer, smigiro gadu. The epitaph of avenues. I have it in English. Little did I think I'd see the matrons of drives and avenues, their hair as blue as Powerade, this one that halved my football and scalded my dog with the kettle, the other one that shouldered me off the number 8 bus. Little did I think I'd see the pallor on their cheek, rickety hips, their wheeled hands handcuffed by plastic bags in spring on Bishopstown's petalled pavements. Epitaph of avenues I sing, Marionville, Maryville, Clareville and Lomond, Ardro, Virginia, Kilnockin and Thomond, Elton, Glencairn, Inwood and Ocala, its windows guardians of Roma. Little did I think I'd see the cherried sweethearts and flowers fall into grey and white, bag clenched tight and lightly moisturised by grief, fixing sunglasses in winter. On Carol Gownagum, Bruachwalle until the fire. This one is a reflection on the development of the suburbs, I suppose you could say, looking west of the city. On town saw Tropnona, Cossum and Oldcara, Turton, Lorry, Lawn, the Hust, Tehin, Canini, Striachan, Cloch, Digeri, Drumadil, Fierskow, a Griv, Lawn, the Iher, a Hofferall, Connegrane, Erna Hordon, the Serna Heeshnoin, Crinian, Dina, Egalpori, Cray, Conian, Macallas, and Altarucht, Socratuloch, Snashunti, Fesna, Carpe, Nua, Savoha, Hain, Sinur. Each evening around now, the eeriness creeps in again. A lorry full of silence bangs, rabbits run, stones shriek, the bulldozers veer in and hold their claws of clay up to the sun. High and low people gather at altar piles, an echo stows away in the architecture, between the joints, beneath new carpets, in the foundation, in the ground itself. Number 5 is called Coheus. We have a different title on this because the translation I'm going to read was courtesy of John, who we worked a little bit on this recently, and John has provided me with what I think is a very impressive translation. The poem itself is a reflection on this sort of moving between the two languages and trying to coexist in between two languages. Coheus. Coheus erigigriach clachtan asanua. Conus coni is fard of rata it queeren. Conus tachtadir ali na moir. Agus, ot moona. And now, Prua, Marathaw, Ivrahim, Gohi, and Anavi, Gilda, Ivrado, Korodlikis, and Victira, Ivratri, Suile, Okarish, Ivrakahar, Dreat, Ita, Ivrakoi, Kolale, Ivrashe, Shulihe, Shacht, Rune, Sheliga, Ocht, Rea, Religa. Blending in. Blending in behind enemy lines, I teach myself new tricks. How to share a table with your betrayer. How to make hay while the bailiff nods. And the 8 gifts of not belonging brings. Slinking like a beast. The wisdom of the wolf. Eye hunger. A thirsty demeanour. Day sleeping. Night walking. The urge to hunt. Digging up the dead. And here Carmella, virus, and virus. So I had a kind of an encounter with one of the staff at Aircom. trying to figure out what my name was. and he happened to be an Indian gentleman, and came to the conclusion that my surname was quite popular in Bombay. It was quite common, rather. O-C-R-D-H-L-A, Literime. Oh, that name is around Bombay too, sir. Telephony aircom is machlinge ochor e golden mure sinabiter alurach. Tantian an riever a hain go bear the me. Aheni an akid ne tangan, an all galaroch ne mlean, a oan an tree, a shigri masanua in virus. Ulla machine, rochaloon a maifron, pronon oshpidelach an voter, air stalahe PC world. Curtin the game to Alice. Now Lysig Machlifi, now Kapersky, Mavron. And again, courtesy of John, thank you very much for this. We have up my English language version, virus. O C A D H L A, I spell it out. Oh, that name's around Bombay too, sir. Air come on the phone, while my last name is entered in the bits and bytes of an alien code. Even the computer translates me into English. Recognizing the tongue's disease, the morbid breath of the past that shrivels the heart, but I replicate from scratch like a virus. Machine tang, whirring fans, the hospital hum of the motor in the stale air of PC world. The genes are sweating, and neither McAfee nor Kapersky can disinfect me.
Thank you very much, John.
I like it. The next one is, I've only written it quite recently, actually, and it was just a spontaneous reaction to the newscaster's announcement on Radio na Gaeltacht for the Irish language channel of the bombing of Aleppo. And the newsreader reacted to the bombing in a very and became very moved while she was making the announcement in a manner that you would never get on the English language news, I think. And maybe a word of explanation is due there, because the phrase Ganav Rua comes up here, and it's important, I suppose, to the poem. And the newscaster was actually explaining to somebody in an interview that haven't we left down the people of Aleppo? And the phrase in the Irish language, as it turns out, was we've left them down to the red sand. So I started playing on that a little bit. Ganav Rua. Titin tille boomui, Irian tille brudig, is Aleppo a lady the smurachus minigar. Bogan and lord, gavora deering, bota, gavora deering fevor, gavora deering fevri. We've let them down to the red sand. You think? Nihe news or RTE of breed or Arnagy. Who? What's red sand? Fuck's sake. More bombs fall, more brutes on the rise, and Aladdin's Aleppo returns to the rusty Syrian sand. The voice cracks, Gavora Deering. God help us. Once, Gavora Deering, twice. Gavora Deering, three times. Likihishis Gaganav Ruud. We've let them down to the red sand. You think this is not RTE news, but breed on Nuach Arna G. Who? What's red sand? Fuck's sake. Okay, technology again. I was taken aback. I never listened to my voice messages. And I decided one day, I had a great notion that I probably should listen to the voice messages. There was about 7 years of them, I would say. But when I eventually figured out the technology and how to go in and listen, I was taken aback completely by the sound of my mother leaving a message, and she had since passed away. She had passed away for some time. I was just struck by the technology and the way that we interact with technology sometimes and the capabilities of it. Shanna Hachtrocht, old message. The Gogi Vergas and I, Shanna Hachtrocht and Stalker. The Rucker, Dun Hiru Ero Forshi Boss, and Naraganon a Tail, Ni Langi Marav Reached. Crumman and Down a Blahu was a Nua, and Addis of Yarin Chi Dong, Ocher a Fukasua Saraglik a Matna Rucker was my Poshti. A gown called me in a ele, Yoy Mahar Boss come on. Arim and all who were in Lina, Agastream Hocht, Goch. The number you dialed will be deleted. Press 4 to hear the message again. Bultathra Tieda na forme another. Broom Ivrakar. Old message. 2009, an old message rivets me to the spot. Then, for the first time since she died, against all odds, nobody is dead again. The world flowers again, while she reminds me to collect the key in case the children want the bicycles. In 5 months, my father will also die. I imagine that I hear breathing on the line. The number you have dialed will be deleted. Press 4 to hear the message again. I wonder if there are other messages I never got. I press number 4. Okay, number 9 is sort of a, I don't know, would you describe it as a surreal poem that was based on a viewing of, up in UCC there they produced this big book, and a certain amount of us were invited to look at the book and to respond to the book. This was my response to the book. Achtere idir et ol, shola hartoring idir nanuntus is nanuntishe, Rina Squab Road, Er Umarov Harolas, Tre Lyra Kura Ura, Ur Laura, Comilish Lahula Saura, Nubla Nasik Fos, Iha Fulhuluk Hisura Kauna, the Fiak Rian Tukos, and Trupper Hul Kain, a tire of Irukanama, Er Aig Vog Have, a Aheni Meregan, O Hanishgale, no Hanna Hale Aimed, Ganimshir. Tan Vog and Deal, Aimshir Koska, is Owen Kunkosh of Coin, Squeal the noose or good groige of an all the lobbing ebona, ne boss an envic home a raw, Ganyanamid and Maragown a whore of a shin no a who shucked o var of the nolig, no a queen ere a lead, le round a squealach and glass or a cask quail launa. Ne bo fathering now bo vrida, eh, and glass guiling now and drimming down the lishap bo vaughan the shehe finne, a hockus a ground the cown and ille. Ni gruagach, garlach, na monkey o carlach, ac pocan greagach a lor an eamig, na hefach leis fast a pegoech a heidi. Ni nishi an galar fada breagas, ni leis arachoras, ocaras. Quirin kerri I gaitis orha, lus in ar flesg an chringa, a leisach ein lotter an dinna, a hug sin is shíle le chéle, crickin le crickin, gnas le gnas, a curóp na chemicoin an potig ar heilach. Derra, nor a even lahanach moor a wan or lahanach moor ele, nor a fogan ne kelter a kele, is ne marav na four of a hashtig, if yechen mar halleks a gallery four in its chassiv. Quid hooted faka, gan hashin is she veiltachta, os ne kasa kailta, an kleta, an kanav an duan, agas ein flesk a wan, kanav tevlish in a chor ha kriachnaha, uldrasa, ar nos o. The King of Russia's expedition in an unknown land. The King of Russia's grand tour, an expedition in an unknown land beyond the world of wonder and fossil, balsamic rivulets as sweet as summer apples or the poesy of the wilderness, eye holes, scissorsy sound, silently tracking down footprints on the back of a head, dreaming all the while of a noble face that I just can't place from a fairy tale, or another time without time. Now the cow hasn't sold and Easter grief awaits us. White glove nurses, it's not the only son. But let your hair down and wake the stillborn, or wake him up from the mortuary of dons. Open the slender elm casket and cry over him a dirge. That's not Patrick's cow or Bridget's, the Glasgow Island or the Drimmindown Dealish, but the white cow whose back was scratched with the poet's pen. No monster or monkey from Carlo, but a fine Greek buck from the heart of the fair who cares little now whatever wind will blow. A long illness never lies. I put a poultice for you and a charm, a herb in which the universe exploded. Human elixir of any ill that brought Sweeney and Sheila together, skin to skin, flesh to flesh. Chemicals, I swear, that would sweep the chemist clear. In the end, when one leaf falls on the other, or when the two masks kiss, the non-platformed dead, yesterday's fateful, now spectators in the cold gallery, garner the fragments of civilization, feather, bone and hook, a solitary skull and one bone, a humerus, as final emphasis, like an O. Now, in the introduction, you heard that I, at my, by profession, I'm a folklorist, so you would expect something to do with folklore to pop up. So, I read a description by Lady Wilde of superstitions on the Aran Islands, and I read it for you. There are many strange superstitions in the western islands of Connemara. At night, the dead can be heard laughing with the fairies and spinning the flax. One girl declared that she distinctly heard her dead mother's voice singing a mournful Irish air away down in the heart of the hill. But after a year and a day, the voices cease and the dead are gone forever. So I call this in strange superstitions. I just left it in English. Tá machma bháthair i gcóráin agus sí suaim agus ní bhíocht a ganá gon na fíring rá. Ba garad an bhéilar an gcuid sí son tochar a chubh dá an aisteach seal le na glóir gal. Dá naróin gáir a chóil gearrthin gan náire mar bhach leanah fadó i glóthú an scoil is son glóg is son dáin dá ann a bheith páirteach tamil ann. So they often, there's often much talk and ado about belief in the fairies and the other world. And some of the expressions of what Lady Wilde is describing, it seemed to me, you know, why not? So I responded to it like this. If I heard my mother singing close by, something truthfully I rarely heard while she was alive, I'd steal away in a flash from the black funeral to listen a while to her white voice. If I heard the other crowd, that's what Annie Linnan calls the fairies. If I heard the other crowd laughing, I'd go on the double like the scholars of old, legging it from school and bell and clock to the world to join in. So, I've come to a final one. And this is called Modin. Mabu Sheen and Sail, the Lord and Heathel, Na Heablug and Tyrevert, Tarningian and Boher, Mappa, Ervine and Rogue, Na Feki and Aynia, Akam Padalor, the Cool. If the word wakes you in the middle of the night, don't leave it shake you. Life drew a map on the sole of your shoes that nobody saw but the voting behind you in the pew.